One of the things that is exciting to me every Sunday is that I walk into Creative Visions at 3 o'clock, volunteers show up, and we start preparing food for about 250 to 400 people. That's been done at Creative Visions for now 11 years. The fun part about it is that when you see individuals come in and they get that meal, they get that first meal, you know, and they walk up and, you know, it's not like a soup line and people walk up to them and treat them like, you know, human beings. And they sit there and they eat and they're laughing and they're having fun. It's beautiful. August 13th of 2013, we celebrated our 100,000th meal. That means they walked in there and we gave plaques and everything to some of the people coming in. We couldn't do that without the food bank. Our support, to be able to support those who are hungry, and that's just one day a week, that's just Sunday. And when you have individuals that Sunday that turn around and look at us and they'll say, can I take six to gold plates because I have people at home, and you realize this is the meal for the whole week. They're taking meal just to eat. And we do that. And when we talk about a meal that we're able to do because of the food bank, it's because we can go and get some meat and we load up the turkey or the brisket or the on the plate. But if we walk in there one day and cannot get enough food, that means some of those individuals that walk in that door on Sunday will not be able to eat. And some of us right now, I mean, look at it. I mean, even me, I have not missed a meal. Not at all. In fact, But the issue is, if you've never been hungry, I'm not talking about college hungry where you had to eat Roman noodles. I'm talking about hungry. See, there's a difference between hungry and hungry. See, when you're hungry, you can go get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then, but when you're hungry, sometimes a piece of bread with some sugar on it, sometimes not even the bread, but sometimes you're looking at the sugar hoping you had some bread. We have an obligation to support our food bank. We have an obligation, again, just like we talk about our babies, we have to show Iowa cares about its people. Let's step up. Let's not talk about what we don't have. Let's deal with some real conversation that we do have it in our budget. We can do this. Then when you come back on Monday, make sure you donate it to your own food bank.